Om Shanti. This morning we heard a very, very powerful Murali on the subject of faith in the intellect. And if really I'm practicing the things that Baba told me this morning, never mind all the years and years of other Muralis, but even just this morning's Murali, then that is the best spiritual preparation I can make. Absolute faith in Baba, faith in myself, faith in my victory, then I'm going to keep flying and no problems. And even if it seems to be a problem and it seems to be defeat, like Baba said today, I don't see it as defeat, I don't see it as a problem. And so in that absolute state of spiritual intoxication and applying that spirituality in my life, we don't need a further class. We just need to practice the things that Baba spoke about today. But yes, Baba mentioned eight are the ones who reach that stage and are able to maintain that stage constantly. And then after that, it's number wise. And sometimes I feel embarrassed to tell people how long I've been with Baba. Because being with Sakar Baba, being with Avyakt Bhav Dada, being with all the Dadis and Dadi Janki, I should be Karmatit by now. I really sometimes think that what's going on? And yet I'm not Karmatit. I still have a long way to go. And so what are the things I'm doing now to deal with all the situations that all of us are facing? You know, when we ask people out there in workshops, what is it that causes you stress or causes you anxiety? They say relationships. Absolutely everywhere. And I ask myself, well, what happens in the Brahmin family? And to be honest, I think it's the same. We have Gyan, we are practicing Gyan, we are following Gyan, but yet it's relationships, and that means my sanskars jump up, the sanskars of others I'm witnessing, and sometimes I see those jumping or exploding, even exploding. And so what's happening and what do I need to do about it? And yes, I need to have a lot more yoga. Sure. Then there's also all the other things that come in our way in terms of things that happen at the center or at home. So just as Lokik people worry about finance, maybe we are not worried about it, but certainly it's a concern. We are not anxious about it, we are not even worried, but definitely we have to balance our budget and we see that things are maybe not as comfortable as they could be, and so it's a question. Climate change, we are seeing all sorts of crazy things happen and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Is it going to be hot or cold, raining or snowing? Everything's gone crazy. In London in the month of February, we had the trees in blossom. Blossom should come in April. It shouldn't come in February. But of course, now at this present time, again in the UK, there's huge storms and huge amount of rain last week. They say that in one day they had rain that normally comes in 6 weeks. So, what's going on? And definitely, I'm impacted by that. There was correspondence going on between a few of us, and someone was saying, I'm going here and there for service. And the other person said, have you read the weather forecast? Just read it before you make any further plans. Health issues. Anyway, day by day the clock ticks on, but yet still health issues become a major concern. And not because I've been careless or I've been eating the wrong things, but things just happen. So the conditions of the world at the present time definitely create a huge amount of concern. Am I able to deal with all of that? Well, one thing I want to say is about practice. And just this afternoon, talking to somebody, I was recalling the fact that when I came to Baba, I knew very little Hindi. And then practice, and I started understanding spoken Hindi. And I gradually learned to speak it. And slowly, slowly, I learned to read it because I was determined to read the Murali, and there wasn't a single translation in any language available. It was just Hindi. And so I had to learn to read Hindi to read Baba's Murali. But I forgot that it would be useful to also practice writing Hindi. And so I never practiced. And so till now, I don't know how to write Hindi. And the difference, I can read Hindi. I practiced writing Hindi, I didn't practice. So my point, in anything, you need to practice. So the lesson A, Atma, soul, first lesson. Do I sincerely practice soul consciousness? How many times in every single Murali have I heard Baba remind me of this? And that's just the first lesson. Many other lessons also, obviously. And so I think that whatever I've done up to now, okay, at the moment, still, I have time. I don't know for how much longer. I don't know when things are going to get really crazy and blow out of proportion and I won't be able to practice. Then whatever is the practice I've done is what's going to help me at that moment in an emergency. Today Baba said, don't remember Baba just because you are in an emergency. But if you've built up a relationship with Baba, then who are you going to turn to? And who is Baba going to have his vision focused on? It'll be automatic, natural, and very easy. But if I haven't practiced that today, it's not going to suddenly happen at that time. I have to prepare. I have to practice. So in everything, the basic lessons that Baba's teaching us in the Murali every day, soul consciousness, relationship with Baba, and applying a full stop. When something happens now, it's not an emergency, but it's something little. How long does it take me to put a full stop? And okay, I get busy with something else, and so my mind shifts gear, and so I forget about this incident, and I'm now thinking about something else. But if I sincerely want to put a full stop, it's like you're driving, and you want to put the brakes on, and you're pressing the button, the pedal, but the car's taking time to stop. It's dangerous. And okay, so today there was no other car in front of me, so it took a bit longer than I expected. But I need to get the brakes checked. And so in here, how long does it take me to put a full stop? And if I'm not practicing, I won't be able to put a full stop. Because the most important thing in times of difficulty is to be able to know, what should I do? I remember in an earthquake in Greece, it was an open plan office, and the sister there was working with 10 others, and they all got up as soon as the first rumbling started. And they noticed that she was at her desk, very calm, very quiet. And they said to her, "Don't you think we have to go?" She said, "I'm going to stay. I'm just going to stay and be with God and just let it pass." So somehow they were inspired and they all stayed. And of course, if they had tried going down, one of them or many of them would probably have fallen and broken their ankle or their leg or something. But they all stayed. It finished. And then, yes, they quickly came down because there's always aftershocks and whatever. So at that moment, what am I going to do? Who am I going to listen to? Am I going to be influenced by 9 other people? Or am I going to say, whether it's Baba that's touching me or my own inner intuition, but I need to have a connection with Baba in which I know whether to stay, whether to go here, whether to go there. What should I do? Nobody else will be able to give me the right information at that moment. And so my own clear, absolute, clean connection with God is the most important thing that I have to learn to cultivate. So soul consciousness, God consciousness, putting a full stop, all of these are methods that we can practice to be able to have that clear link with God. And so that, I think, is really the basic foundation for any type of preparation in any emergency. Little things, big things, whatever may happen. But a few other things that I want to talk about. One is resilience. And if you take a rubber band and you stretch it and stretch it, if you don't stretch it beyond its capacity, you just stretch it, you can feel when you're going beyond the capacity and you quickly come back. But if you stretch it, it'll stretch and then it'll bounce back again. If you've taken it beyond its limit, it's going to break. How do I develop my own inner capacity and my resilience so that today something little is bringing me to the edge and I know I'm at the edge and I have to bring myself back. I have to make sure that I stay calm and peaceful and I don't get affected. But if I go beyond the edge and resilience cracks, it's going to be a huge problem. So whatever is the capacity I come to Baba with, can I increase it? Increase it. Yes, I can. That's what jnana and yoga is actually about. And maybe the first step for that is just checking, well, how much capacity do I have now? There are 3 questions that we've been working with in climate change, and they come from Fiji. And in Fiji, nobody here from Fiji, I don't think. We've got a center in Fiji, more than one, I think. But the Fijian government introduced what they call the Talanoa Dialogue. And there's been lots of discussions in that sort of dialogue format. It's a very democratic approach to decision making. And so the first question is, and it's applicable in everything, including my capacity to deal with emergency and resilience. Where am I now? A real, genuine, honest appraisal. What is my yoga like? How long does it take me to have yoga, to make that connection with Baba? And once I've made that connection with Baba, how long am I able to keep it before I get distracted by this and that and the other? So yoga is one thing, jnana is another subject. My own dharana is another subject. So where am I now? Second question. Where do I want to go? And I think we have very beautiful descriptions of all of that. Whether today it was victory, whether it's the subject of karmatit, the angelic stage, different ways to describe it, satupradhanta. So where do I want to go? And the third question, how am I going to get there? Maybe the most challenging question of all. But even this first idea of where am I now, I'm not sure that we are honest enough with ourselves to actually be able to evaluate that. It's so easy to be deluded and think, oh, it's okay, it's fine, I'm managing okay. You know, it'll all work out eventually. So I need a lot of honesty with myself in the first question. The second, I have beautiful answers from Baba. Baba's given us wonderful descriptions of the final stage, of the confluence age, of the golden age, of Paramdham, the state of the soul there. So all of these are my destination. But how? And then maybe I've tried different ways up until now. But have I tried the basic three things that I mentioned at the beginning? So let me go back to those basics and try those again. Really with a lot of honesty and integrity. Not just talking about it, but doing it practically in my own way, in a very determined, focused way. And so resilience, my capacity. What is my capacity today? And if my capacity is not so much, if little things shake me, if I'm not able to come back, I begin a conversation with you. And at the end of the conversation, instead of feeling closer to Baba, I'm left feeling disturbed. Well, how long does it take me to get back to Om Shanti and my own peaceful inner state? Does it take me minutes, hours, days, weeks? Just check. So how can I change this and increase my capacity? There's something very interesting I've understood about resilience and how it needs a very strong foundation. And in Lokic life, in terms of childhood, resilience is developed if there's been a senior, an elder, who's been willing to listen with love, unconditional love, compassion, and kindness and patience. And if you think back to the days 50 years ago, and you don't remember them, but you've heard about them from your parents, your grandparents, or someone in the family, they'll tell you about their upbringing, the values that their parents taught them. They'll tell you lots of different things, different stories. But the world has changed. And maybe we didn't have someone elder than us who was willing to do that to us. If I grow up with that senior supporting me, so that whatever it is I'm going through, there's someone I can turn to, and there's constant unconditional love, then there's a very strong foundation with which I can grow up and have that capacity and resilience. And certainly within the last 50 years where there hasn't been such a stable childhood for many, many of us, whether it's been migration from one country to another country, one city to another city, whether it's been separation of parents, all sorts of things have happened in the last 50, 70 years. And so maybe that hasn't happened. So how do I change it today? I have to turn to Baba. And I have to be able to turn to Baba with love and take love from Baba so that I begin to treat Baba as my mother, father, teacher, friend, so that something happens and I can speak to Baba. It's not always possible to have a human friend I can trust, to whom I can share all the things that are going on. And the one I trust may be with me today and may be in a different country tomorrow. I don't know. But certainly I can start a communication with Baba in which maybe I'm not able to listen to what Baba has to say to me, but I can begin to talk to Baba at least. And if after talking to Baba I let my mind become a little bit quiet, then I'll be able to start getting a signal and I'll be able to understand more and more. Again, it's a question of being able to listen in silence. You know how even with somebody who speaks your language, but they're speaking your language with a different accent, can you understand them? You have to work hard. Or if it's a foreign language for you, and they're speaking in a very normal way according to their own country, but you're not used to it, you really have to pay attention. And so, even listening to somebody speak in words, I have to tune my mind and try and understand what they're saying. And even then, there are misunderstandings, even same language, same country, same everything. So, to listen and understand takes a lot of inner attention. And so, to listen to Baba needs attention and my deep desire to be able to hear what Baba wants to say to me. And so can I do that? Can I practice that? And what I'll find is that as I'm able to share the things of my heart with Baba, and I can feel Baba's love reaching me, no matter what it is I'm going through, I have to cultivate that relationship. With humans, we have to cultivate relationships. They don't happen automatically, instantly. It needs cultivation. So definitely, soul consciousness, learning to keep my mind quiet, to be able to catch Baba's signals, and I'm able to feel how Baba is healing the soul. And Baba is accepting the soul unconditionally. And through that unconditional acceptance, my inner capacity develops and grows. I become more stable. I become more confident. I become more compassionate. I become kinder, and I'm able to move forward on the basis of that. Without that compassion and kindness coming to me, it's difficult to experience it within my own self. And so where things used to happen in childhood automatically with a very stable family setup, it's not there now, but Baba. This is why Baba comes to the end of Kali Yuga. And this is why Baba adopts different forms and teaches us to have different relationships with him, because Baba knows that the thing that's broken down first and foremost is relationships. My own relationship with myself and relationships with others around me. And so the whole essence of jnana and yoga is my relationship with myself, my relationship with God, and my relationship with others. The subject of karma, that's what comes in there. And so let me develop that capacity for resilience so that that inner foundation of stability and strength grows and I can bounce back to my own original natural stage. And I'm not shaken irreversibly. Sometimes in today's world, people are shaken to such an extent that they can never make the journey back to what they were in that stage of peace and calm or kindness and compassion. But with Baba, we have the means to be able to come back to that. I just want to say one more thing in the context of the healing of the heart with Baba's love and the power and resilience that comes as a result of that. Love and kindness are the original qualities of every living being. And I'm not saying human souls. I'm saying every living being. It's been very interesting to see how there's research going on into the subject of kindness and compassion on a Lokic level. And different people approach it in different ways, and there's beautiful things they discover. But what they have discovered is that kindness and compassion are inherent, not just within human souls, but also within animal souls. And you'll say that, yes, of course, dogs and cats have that, and one person I know is still grieving and mourning for a cat that suddenly disappeared in December and hasn't come back yet, so who knows where and what. But they're actually mourning and grieving for a soul of a cat. So we know that some animals have compassion and kindness, but in fact, not just some, all. It's the essential quality of the living being, the soul. And then, of course, human souls that the top of the evolutionary ladder, and especially deity souls. And so what is it that sometimes makes us behave in unkind ways? And it's because the soul has been hurt. The heart has been hurt and carries pain, and a hurt heart will give hurt to others. And so if you ask yourself the question, why did I speak roughly with somebody? They came to me with good intentions, but somehow my tone of voice or whatever I said wasn't appropriate, and I was pressured, I was rushed, I wasn't well. I can make 1,000 excuses. But all those are external factors. I haven't yet learned about healing my own heart. And so Baba's offering me the opportunity now to be able to feel that healing that comes through God's love and peace and purity. All of these factors heal the soul. Sometimes you just need an atmosphere of peace and you begin to relax. So take peace from the ocean. Sometimes you need to feel a lot of love so that you can learn to be loving and kind to yourself even. So take that from the ocean. Whatever it is I need, Baba can give it to me. But I need to be able to start practicing it and it'll begin to come. And so I need to develop resilience. I need to develop my own inner dignity. I've spoken about being stable and being able to deal with situations. Well, the thing about inner stability, how do I develop that? Am I able to be the embodiment of peace? Am I able to be the embodiment of love, of truth? Again, lots and lots of gyan and lots of methods that Baba has told us, and then my practice of that. But one very important thing about my own inner dignity and stability, if I'm stable, I have that dignity. And I can trust myself and others can trust me. If I'm unstable, because I don't have that inner dignity, I don't know how I'm going to manage in difficult circumstances, and I don't have the trust of others that they have seen me as someone who will be able to manage. And I think inner dignity in particular comes from an alignment that happens through my own conscience and my own feelings and emotions. My conscience is sometimes telling me what I need to do, how I need to do it, but my feelings and emotions take over. And so the alignment of this happens when I'm able to clean my feelings. The whole journey is a journey of self-exploration. I remember very, very, very much at the beginning of my journey, I'd been in Gyan from April through to June. And then I had to leave Bharat and go abroad to London. And I had my Lokik family, but there was no Alokik family. There wasn't a center. And early days, and I met a pundit, and you're always intoxicated and you think you can give them some gyan. So I knew this person from before. So when we met, it was on a friendship level, family, friends. And he said to me, I've had God realization, but I'm on the journey of self-realization. And the ego inside of me thought, and I didn't say it to him, thank goodness, it would have caused a lot of disservice if I had, but the ego inside of me was saying, but Baba's taught me self-realization, I'm a soul, it's so easy. And I realized that the difference is that God is absolutely transparent. God reveals himself as he is, totally openly. But the journey of self-realization seems to have many, many layers. And so you're gradually, gradually peeling off the layers and seeing more and more what's really going on within. And so that situation of my conscience and Baba's very open and clear about everything. So we know very clearly right and wrong and shouldn't, all those things. But my feelings step in. My emotions come in. And I thought I had dealt with them, but they're still there and they still keep coming up. What do I do about that? I think the first step is to really just honestly accept me as I am now. That first dialogue question, where am I at now? And if I can acknowledge what are the feelings that shake me, that don't allow me to maintain that inner dignity, and also connected very much with that, that I now accept totally that it's not anyone out there, that's causing the instability. Because today I'll be here, and I'm saying it's this individual. Tomorrow I'll be there, and it can be any other individual. And my reaction is still going to be the same after a little while. For the first period of time, it's okay, because there's a level of courtesy that you have with somebody you're not very familiar with. But after a little while, when you become familiar, then the same feelings start to come. And so that acceptance that it's me and it's something within me that I have to change, in terms of even something like attachment. Today I'm attached to this individual. Unless I accept that there's something in me that hasn't allowed me to have that deep connection with Baba, so that I can take everything from Baba, my attachment is going to grow with another, with another, with another, all along the line, somewhere, someone. And so whether it's the trigger for anger or the trigger for attachment, whatever it is, it's something within myself that I have to sort out. And so to explore deeply, what is it that's shaking me? What are the feelings that are coming up? And then to be able to take Baba's help with Gyan, and more to practice the awareness of being not just Om Shanti, I'm a peaceful soul, but my original nature is that of being a pure soul. When we teach meditation to others, I know in India, I don't know many people and how they teach here, but one particular individual I know always tells people, remember you're a pure soul. And I've never done that abroad. I remind people that they're peaceful souls, but I don't remind them that they're pure souls, because even the word pure is, what does it mean? So yes, then gradually as they understand a little bit more, then you talk about cleanliness and no negativity and pure, but am I able to experience that stage of being a pure, peaceful soul and emerge it more and more strongly, so that I can then deal with the other things that keep coming up? There was just last week a murli in which Baba talked about increase your quality of remembrance and you'll find that your attachments are dealt with. Your attachments fall away. And so it's a powerful way to overcome negativity. Use Baba and develop relationship with Baba. If Lokic psychological methods could help, then people wouldn't come to us. So why did I come to Baba? Because Baba offered me spiritual truth, and Baba reminded me that I am that pure, peaceful soul. That is my original state of being. And so now I don't need to use psychological methods, but I need to use Gyan. I need to use yoga and Baba making himself available to me. And so let me be able to use that in a powerful way, and I'll be able to move forward. The other thing that I want to talk about is fear. Some of us, when we came to Baba, many of us were in our teenage years, and we thought we'll be ready to go home very quickly. And it's been decades and decades. But at this moment now, what is it that I'm afraid of? Is it age? Is it health? Is it companionship? is it finance, whatever it is, the seed of fear is the subject of karma. If I have total faith and I know that my track record has been clear and clean, then I'm not afraid of anything. I know Baba is there, I'll be protected, and the canopy of protection will always be with me. But the little fear that comes in is that I know that there have been things, whether just in the mind or in terms of words with others, that hasn't been so accurate. Maybe in terms of karma, that hasn't been so accurate. And maybe not even in terms of this birth, or even since I came to Baba. But maybe it's in terms of past births. I don't know how much karma from the past there is that hasn't yet been resolved, and so I don't know what's going to come jumping up in front of me. Well, the things that I remember, let me be able to have honesty with myself and honesty with Baba. And the other day, a group of us spoke about confession and the value of confession. And yes, in that case, then it is a question of one individual who you trust, who is further ahead on the path than you. And so confession definitely makes the soul lighter. But also, maybe that individual who's further ahead than you and is following Srimat, they can maybe give you some tips on how to deal with whatever, so that that mistake isn't repeated again. When Sakar Baba was there, easy. You could write to Baba, and Baba would definitely read your letter. Or if you had the opportunity, you could meet Baba and share the things that you wanted to share. And sometimes Baba would say, write it and just keep it in Baba's room. And by the end of the conversation, Baba would say, okay, child, now just tear it up. So Baba did not even necessarily read it if it was left with Baba in that way, but Baba was Baba, and Baba would know how to guide you. So when Baba became avyakt, the question came to Baba, how do I deal with the things that I need to finish and confessions and things like this? And there were two distinct answers that Baba would give. If it was in terms of service, Baba would say, talk to the seniors, and he meant the dadis at that time, or he would say, have a meeting together and talk about it. But when it was a question of personal realization, confession, transformation, then Baba gave a different answer. And Baba's answer was, talk to the ones who are following Srimad themselves and the ones you trust. Baba didn't give any names. And I was very surprised at that time when Baba said this, because I thought Baba would mention Didi Manmoini, Dadi Kumarka, Dadi Janki, whoever. But Baba didn't mention any names. And today I realized that Baba knows and Baba knew that there would come a time when it wouldn't be possible even to access these souls. And so Baba was giving us an answer that would take us right to the end of the kalpa, and not just 20, 30, 40 years. Really amazing. Trikal Darshi, the one who knows the three aspects of time, and so has given us guidance on that level from the very beginning. So, fears. There are things that I have done that I remember after Gyan, pre-Gyan, that I need to come clean with, confess, so that the burden is lifted and I can be given practical help in some way or another. And then there are the things that I can't remember, there's no way, there's the things from all my past births, and but I know about those things because they're in my sanskaras. And so I know what my deepest sanskaras are. And when I started my journey, I definitely, neither did I know what sanskaras I had of the Copper Age and the Iron Age, but also I didn't know how deep they were. And so from my sanskaras, I can start seeing what is it I'm most afraid of. Really go into it deeply and you'll see what are your deepest fears. And are they based on question of attachment? Are they based on question of ego? Are they based on a question of greed? You'll be able to see. And so I know that. Do I want to talk about it? Maybe I do. Maybe I can go to someone I trust and see how to deal with that seed of that ego or anger. One particular thing about ego I want to mention. And the way that, because if somebody tells you you have ego, you won't accept it, probably. But the way to know I have ego is if anything is causing me pain. And so pain is a sign of ego. I need to be able to remove that so that truly somebody comments, I accept it with dignity and grace. I'm not shaken in my dignity. I don't react and lash out at them, but I accept it. And just check to what extent is it that it's there. And if it's not, good. And if it is there, well, gratitude for the signal that I've been given so that I can deal with it. So my fears are going to come up. The thing about an emergency is that whatever is the thing that's deep inside of you comes out. And if what is deep inside of me now are the original Satupradhan qualities, that's what's going to come out. My kindness, my love, my truth, my compassion. And if I haven't yet cleaned out everything and anything that's in the way of these, that's what's going to come out. So check yourself each day. Little things happen. What's coming out? There's a little story that many of you probably have seen on WhatsApp, but it came round some time ago. You're walking along and you're startled and you were holding a cup of coffee and it spills. And it stains your clothes, it falls on the carpet, it makes a mess everywhere. And so what happened? And the story is that, well, it wasn't that somebody startled you. It wasn't that you were shaken. But whatever was inside the cup, that came out. And so if it had been water in that cup, there would have been no stain, there wouldn't have been any mess on the carpet. It's just the water. So whatever made you shake, so whatever's inside is what's going to come out. And if there's still sorrow and anger and bitterness, it's going to come out. And it's nothing to do with anyone outside. What is it that's inside of me? And am I ready to face it now and deal with it now, rather than deal with it in an emergency? So time to keep expressing the things that Baba has reminded me of and is giving me that experience of today, so that that keeps coming out and is shared. The love, the peace, the truth. So now, when we sit in yoga, very consciously. We send out Baba's light, Baba's love to all the souls who need Baba so much. We're lucky. Early morning, Amrit Vela is for me, Murali is for me, but this yoga especially is to share with the world the things that Baba has given us. Om Shanti.